In their ruling, the three Vatican court judges confirmed the verdict of aggravated theft and 18 months prison sentence and payment of trial costs, rejecting the defense claim that Paola Gabriele was merely guilty of misappropriation. In fact, the ruling details the way the former paper butler violated the trust granted him due to his position. The judges acknowledge that Gabriele had thought he was doing the right thing by leaking the documents, but they term his crime a reprehensible violation of trust that damaged the Pope, the Holy See, and the entire Catholic Church. The judges state there was no proof that Gabriele had any accomplices. Nevertheless, they note that investigations are continuing into the existence of other possible responsibilities in the leaks of reserved documents. Briefing journalists on Tuesday, Holy See Press Office Director Father Federico Lombardi said Paola Gabriele currently remains under house arrest because until Tuesday's publication, the prosecution was unable to file an appeal. It now has a few more days to do so, after which, according to the verdict, Gabriele will be transferred to a prison inside the Vatican to serve his term. Father Lombardi concluded that the possibility remains open that the Holy Father will pardon Gabriele, although it is not clear if and when he will do so. Separately, it was also announced that the second act in the Vatican leaks investigations, the trial against IT expert Carlo Schiaparelli for aiding and abetting Gabriele, will open on November 5th next. I'm Emer McCarthy.